Out on another solo motorcycle ride from here in Colorado, the direction I chose this time was east, circling into Nebraska by way of the Pawnee National Grasslands. Out there, I met a rancher who told me this story. A large group of inner-city kids from New York were sent to his ranch in the remote spaces of Nebraska. They were sent there to experience something they had never seen, nor heard, nor probably never smelled before. These kids were sent to him and his ranch to have an encounter with their mom, that is Mother Nature. Here, they would experience quiet. Only the whispers of Mother Nature, like the breeze blowing through the trees, or the sounds of coyotes on the hunt at night, or just the water running through a creek. Away from the constant noise of honking cars and other city noises that are just nonstop day and night where they come from. They came here also to see an open sky, free of tall buildings, a sky just full of stars, to even see the Milky Way for the very first time. Magical things that never in their lives had they experienced. He said that he had to sign a waiver promising that the kids in his care would be safe. A lot of legal mumbo jumbo, as he described it, like no riding motorcycles, no riding horses, a lot of details, even to that level. Kind of crazy. We've got to keep these kids safe, right? That's what it said. Keep them sheltered and under control, essentially, so he couldn't get sued, I guess. Yeah, all that. But lucky for these kids, the owner of this ranch in Nebraska, who I met, cared so deeply for them that these inner city kids were going to have something life-changing. Something they'd never seen before, never experienced before, because he just kind of went on to describe he had a love for them, even though he'd never even met them before. So when the kids arrived at his ranch, way out in the empty plains of Nebraska, yeah, he brought out the motorcycles and he brought out the horses. He let them ride for the first time in their young lives, and it changed them forever. Isn't that awesome? Kids need the great outdoors. We need the great outdoors. We all need a conversation with our mom, with Mother Nature. Kids need to hear what Mother Nature has to say to them. So do we. Sometimes you and I need a conversation with our mom, just like that. We need to get out somewhere where their things are quiet and we can hear her speak to us. And on a motorcycle, well, that's just one great way to find your way into the arms of your mom, Mother Nature. Let's talk about that. Stay tuned. Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado, welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go. It was just a few years ago, I got that dreaded phone call. You may know the one. The one when they let you know that you're losing your job. Total shock. I didn't see it coming at all. Not even a hint. They went on to explain it wasn't my fault, just corporate America resource adjustments. Okay. That night I went outside, looked up at a sky full of stars. We sometimes think of Mother Nature as just the forest and the wildlife, right? But I see Mother Nature in the stars, too. And I just asked her real briefly. I said, I need help, and can you help me? Can you help me find another job? Then I just went back in the house and went to bed. Because there was nothing else I could do at this point. Just go to bed. Fast forward to early summer. I was still out of work, and I certainly had some time on my hands. My sister and her husband came out to Colorado from Texas to visit Rocky Mountain National Park. That's just west of where we live. So my wife and I, of course, we know the park really, really well, so we took a drive together over the famous Trail Ridge Road. Now, we've talked about Trail Ridge Road in other podcast episodes. That is one amazing motorcycle ride, too. It's hard to comprehend the beauty of Mother Nature up there. It's just breathtaking. It leaves you speechless. So we stopped at a small lake way up high. Now, this space is called Milner Pass, which is also where the Continental Divide crosses through the park. Now, the Continental Divide, also known as the North American Watershed, is where the waters that drain to the east from that point go all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and the waters that drain west go to the Pacific. Anyway, we pulled into a small parking area there to take pictures, and parked right next to us, pulling in about the same time, was this very green Jeep, like something out of the movie Jurassic Park. It was a highly modified Jeep with a guide in the front wearing a headset, and the back of the Jeep was all open, and there were about 10 tourists back there just looking all over the place. The sign on the side of that Jeep said, Green Jeep Tours, Estes Park, Colorado. Now, I don't know what came over me, but I rushed right over to talk to that guide, and I said, Do you like your job? And I will never forget what she did and what she said. She looked right at me, right into my eyes, and she said, with a big smile on her face, she said, Are you kidding? It's the best job in the world. It will change your life. Well, a change in my life was just what I needed right then. So why not? Next thing you know, I'm in Estes Park, and I walked into Green Jeep Tours. The owner, Nikki, was there. And I said something like, Hi, I'm Ron. I'm unemployed. Well, that's not the best way to start a job interview, but I believe that's what I said. I said something to the effect of, I know Rocky Mountain National Park. I know how to drive a Jeep. I'm an extrovert, and I love people. Do you need any help? And next thing you know, I'm a tour guide in Rocky Mountain National Park. I was so excited. I remember calling my dad back in Texas, and I said, Dad, guess what? I'm a tour guide. And like without missing a beat, Dad said, You've always been a tour guide. Dad went on to describe how when I was a kid, I would pull my wagon behind me, walking through the woods right behind our house. And I would describe to my imaginary guest all the wonderful things that they're seeing all around them. All these years later, I'm doing the same thing. But my wagon is a Jeep, and I have guests coming from all over the world to see this very special place called Rocky Mountain National Park. And I learned really quickly, that guide who I met that day, she was right. It's the best job in the world. I learned everything about the park. I was so excited. I learned the names of all the mountains on the tours, the animals, the ancient history, the geology, the native people such as the Ute and or the Arapaho Indians who were here so long before us, even what was said on opening day on that celebration there in the park in 1915. I would stand right at that spot and show them pictures from 1915 and what was behind them, and I would point out to my guests, those mountains that you see right there are the same mountains. I learned 3 hours worth of dialogue. I had to. It was a 3-hour tour, right? I could make my guest to laugh and to cry in the same 3-hour tour. That became my goal for a great tour. Pull on their emotions, overwhelm them with information. Make this a tour of a lifetime. Make them laugh at my goofy dad jokes, such as, it's so dry in Colorado that even the fire hydrants look forward to the next dog. I don't know if that's a dad joke, but that's one I use. And I'd have them shed a tear when I would quote from what was said on opening day, like from Enos Mills, where he hoped that his children and his grandchildren would get to experience this same place with the same amount of love and affection that he felt. That was the tour I led, and I got even better. On my tour, I would quote from songs from great singers like John Denver and James Taylor. I would quote their songs like a poem. For example, I'd take my guests to a spot about mid-mountain where they can see the beautiful mountain range in front of them of peaks of 12 and 13,000 feet. Then I would quote, for example, from a song called Gaia, a song by James Taylor, which means Mother Earth. So as my guests would look high upon these snow-capped peaks, I would say this. We thought we ought to walk a while. So we left that town in a single file, going up and up and up, mile after mile after mile. We reached the tree line, and I dropped my pack. I sat down on my haunches, and I looked back down over that mountain, just helpless and speechless and breathless. Here's a portion of that song.
Thought we ought to walk a while, so we left that town in a single file, up and up and up, mile after mile after mile. The tree line and I dropped my pack, sat down on my haunches and I looked back down over the mountain, yeah. Helpless, speechless, breathless.
Oh, and I so enjoyed quoting from James Taylor and drawing out the emotions of everyone, including myself. Sometimes I had a hard time getting through it. As a side note, I contacted James Taylor's office to let him know that I was quoting from his song, Gaia, on my tour through Rocky Mountain National Park, just saying thank you. And just 2 days later, I received an email from James's assistant, Ellen. She said that James would like to see that and asked me if I could make a video. And I replied, yes, ma'am, I can. So I sent her a video of me doing that. And the next thing you know, it ends up on James Taylor's Instagram account, which was really cool. And then it gets better. Sometime later, Ellen gave me and my wife free tickets to see James in concert here in Colorado at a place called Fiddler's Green. She suggested that we get to our, as it turned out, amazing seats really early. And then we found out why. At the beginning of that concert, a large curtain came down. And on that curtain was a video of people singing James's songs. Songs like Fire and Rain and You've Got a Friend. And then there I was on that huge screen giving a little bit of my speech from Rocky Mountain National Park. Wow. Could not believe it. I loved my job as a tour guide in Rocky Mountain National Park, but I was exhausted. I was losing my voice after the second tour of the day. You know, 3 hours a tour, plus other, you know, conversations you have before and after the tour. Wow, that's well over 6 hours of talking constantly. I was losing my voice. I was so tired. And I told the other guides about it. I said, I can't keep this up. How do you do it? The same guide that I met at Milner Pass, you know, the Continental Divide, at that parking spot, the one who said, it'll change your life. Well, she was quite experienced. And this is what she said. She said, Ron, you talk too much. That was a little bit humbling. She said, you talk too much. Give them time to take it all in. Essentially, help them to learn to be present, and most importantly, show them how to just be and how to just tune in and listen to Mother Nature. So I did. I stopped talking so much. And that's when the magic happened. they had time to take in who Mother Nature is. And Mother Nature began to talk with them. Just because I was quiet. I'll never forget, we were entering an area where we walk around. It's an area called Elk Meadow. It's really far up high, but it's a beautiful meadow just before Treeline. There was a man there with his family. I believe they were from Chicago. And I got out there, described a few things, and then I was quiet. He walked up to my right shoulder, stood there with me looking at those mountains, and I'll never forget what he said. He said, "Ron, I feel the presence of God here." And then I responded, "Yes, sir, I do too. I feel it every time. Maybe all of this was created just for me and you to look at, and for our children, and for our grandchildren." I learned such a valuable lesson. I learned to be quiet and to know when to stop talking. Because that's the magical time, right? That's when Mother Nature will speak to us, when we're quiet, when we stop talking. I have since led hundreds of tours through Rocky Mountain National Park with literally thousands of people now, out to see and out to hear Mother Nature speak to them. She speaks to me too, all the time. Becoming a tour guide and learning to be quiet, it changed my life. I still work part-time for Green Jeep Tours, usually on Saturdays in the summer. But I think back on that day at the Continental Divide at Milner Pass when I asked that Green Jeep Tour guide, "Do you like your job?" And she said, "Are you kidding? It's the best job in the world. It'll change your life." Huh. She was right. I think back, too, about the day I got the dreaded phone call sometime before that, telling me that I'd lost my job. I think about how I went out under the stars that night and I asked Mother Nature, "Can you help me find another job?" Maybe, just maybe, if I had stopped and listened, if I had just paused, maybe I would have heard Mother Nature say, "Are you kidding? I'm about to change your life." And she did. You see, that rancher in Nebraska already knew all that. Those kids from New York needed a conversation with the beautiful lady who they had never met to hear from our Mother Nature. They found her by riding horses and riding motorcycles out into these open spaces, a transport for them and for helping you and me to reach a quiet place for a quiet time with our mom, Mother Nature. That rancher cared for those he didn't know, I guess in the same way that I too care for whomever listens to these crazy little episodes of mine on this Peace Love Moto podcast. It's chasing that elusive peace of mind. Well, that's what this podcast is all about, isn't it? And one way to do that is connecting to your mom, to Mother Nature. Simple as that. I hope you can take your motorcycle out to a place like the plains of Nebraska or into the mountains of Colorado, wherever is your quiet place. A place where you can be, as James Taylor said, helpless and speechless and breathless. As always, thank you so much for listening. I wish you peace and I wish you love.